Moving on, and Olomoucké tvarushky, the famous yellow cheeses produced in the Olomouc region of Moravia, are instantly recognisable for their odour and gummy texture. They are most definitely an acquired taste. But they're also a product of which many Czechs are justifiably proud. Since 2004, representatives have sought EU protection, recognising the tvarushky as a distinct local speciality, something which is not going to happen, at least not yet. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Olomoucké tvarushky aren't for everyone, but fans who swear by their gummy texture and taste are usually fans for life. Then there's the history. The curd cheese with no preservatives and little fat has been produced in the town of Loškice in the Olomouc region since 1876. Their first mention in historic documents goes back even further. In the 17th century, even Emperor Rudolf II is said to have been a fan. The Czechs have been seeking protected status for the cheese since 2004, but the matter has not proven simple. Austrian and German producers themselves have long manufactured their own variation known as Olomoucí kvargl, which has complicated things for the Czechs. Last week, the European Commission received objections from both the Austrian and German producers who don't feel Czechs should have exclusive rights to the Olomouc brand name. Bernd Bosselt is a well-known German Euro MP.
Which are very typical for Bohemia and Moravia. And they were always the common specialities of Czechs and Sudeten Germans. They did produce it for centuries together, they did eat it for centuries together, and then there was the expulsion of the Sudeten Germans. And so these specialities are typical for the Czechs in the Czech Republic, but also for the Sudeten Germans who lived before in the Bohemian lands, and it's a part of their tradition.
Some 2.5 million ethnic Germans were expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War, and Bernd Bosselt says Olomoucí kvargl produced in Germany and Austria ever since is based on the same tradition. But Czech Euro MP Jan Březina dismisses the argument. Politics and history aside, he asserts that there are key differences in the products based on original know-how and technology.
There is a difference in technology, first of all, because Austrian and German products are closer to so-called art cheese. And the origin of this cheese is not from Moravia, so from my point of view, it is not based on right argumentation.
MEP Jan Březina has expressed optimism that the Czechs will prevail, but he says it could be a tough battle. By contrast, German MEP Bernd Bosselt has expressed the hope that the EU Commission's decision, when it comes, will not favour any one side.
There are small enterprises. They are specialised on very typical products. I think there is enough space in the whole European Union for all producers of Olomoucký kvargl.
Public broadcaster Czech TV reported that the European Commission's decision should come within 6 months, but other sources have specified the Commission is not restricted by any deadline.
Jan Wellinger ending that report on Olomouc's famous smelly cheese.